One good turn deserves another. Mexico. Told by Judy Sierra. Illustrated by Will Terry. Genre. Folktale is a story that has been handed down over many years. Now you will read about how a coyote helps a mouse. Question of the week. How can we work together to solve problems?
Hop, stop, sniff. Hop, stop, sniff. A mouse was going across the desert. Suddenly, she heard a voice. Help! Help! The sound came from under a rock.
Please get me out of here, said the voice with an unmistakable hiss.
The mouse placed her front paws against the rock. She was small, but she brought her best to the job. The rock rolled aside like a door opening. Out slid a snake.
Thank you so much, said the snake as he coiled around the mouse. I was stuck under that rock for a long time. I'm very hungry.
But you wouldn't eat me, squeaked the mouse.
Why not?
The snake asked.
Because I moved the rock, said the mouse. I saved your life.
So? Hissed the snake.
So, one good turn deserves another?
The mouse said hopefully. The snake moved his head from side to side.
You are young, he said. You don't know much about the world. Good is often repaid with evil.
That's not fair, cried the mouse.
Everybody knows I am right, said the snake. If you find even one creature who agrees with you, I promise to set you free.
A crow flew up behind them.
Uncle, said the snake to the crow, help us settle an argument. I was trapped under a rock, and this silly mouse set me free. Now she thinks I shouldn't eat her.
He should be grateful, the mouse insisted.
Well now, said the crow. I've flown high, and I've flown low. I've been just about everywhere. This morning, I ate some grasshoppers that were destroying a farmer's crops. Was he grateful? No, he used me for target practice. Good is often repaid with evil.
And off he flew. An armadillo ambled by.
What's all the noise? She asked.
Merely a minute of conversation before dinner, replied the snake. My young friend moved a rock and set me free. Now she thinks I shouldn't eat her.
One good turn deserves another, said the mouse.
Wait a minute, said the armadillo. Did you know he was a snake before you moved that rock?
I guess I did, but...
Sorry, a snake is always a snake, the armadillo declared as she waddled away.
That settles it, said the snake. Everybody agrees with me.
Can't we ask just one more creature? The mouse pleaded.
I don't think you'll ever understand, groaned the snake.
A coyote trotted up.
"Understand what?" he asked.
"The snake was trapped under that rock," the mouse explained.
"Which rock?"
asked the coyote.
"Over there, that rock," said the snake.
"Oh," said the coyote. "The mouse was under that rock."
"No, I was under that rock," said the snake.
"The snake under a rock? Impossible," the coyote snorted. "I have never seen such a thing."
The snake slid into the hole where he had been trapped.
"I was in this hole," he hissed. "And that rock was on top of me."
"This rock?"
the coyote asked as he lifted his paw and pushed the rock on top of the snake.
"Yes,"
hissed the snake.
"Now show him, little mouse. Show him how you set me free."
But the mouse was already far away.
"Thank you, cousin,"
she called as she ran.
"I'll return the favor someday."
"Yes, indeed," said the coyote. "One good turn deserves another."